Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays on this rainy Friday here in the San Francisco Bay. And today's Fresh from the Field Fridays is brought to you by the Produce Industry Podcast. And sponsored by Buck Naked Onions, Equifruit, the only banana you should buy, Sunrays Snack with Impact. Folks, it's a beautiful day, like I said, here in the San Francisco Bay. Dan the Produce Man here with you. And speaking of sponsor, we have Tara Murray here of Fresh Innovations and Yo Quiero Guacamole Dips and Salsas. Tara, welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays.
Well, hi, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. And, you know, folks are excited for the weekend. They're excited for the big game. Some folks are buying avocados and mashing them themselves, chopping up tomatoes themselves. But you have everything ready to roll for folks, and you don't have to do it just on game weekend. This is great for every day. Why don't you tell us and the listeners out there about your guacamoles, your salsas, and all your dips that you have in the stores just ready for us to open the lid and eat.
Oh my gosh, Dan. Yes, we've got so many great products. As you mentioned, our guacamole is absolutely phenomenal. And what we like to say is, why spend the time, you know, finding that perfectly ripe avocado or that nice and juicy tomato and spend the time cutting it up, man? What we like to do is say, open it up, peel back the film, and man, you are ready to go. You don't have to spend your time in the kitchen. You can hang out with your buds watching the game. We also have amazing salsas. We've got queso. We've got this bean dip that will knock your socks off. And it's all stuff that you can find in the perimeter of the store. So it's good ingredients that will make you feel good eating it. It'll make you feel good having it for your friends and family. So when you have all those people over to watch the big game on Sunday, you have the best dips possible and you can feel good about serving them because they are absolutely delicious. So, you know, we consider ourselves the ultimate dip destination. So consumers can just go to one spot in the store, have all the dips that they want that have great ingredients, top quality ingredients. Our guacamole products, our avocado products are made with fresh avocados. Our salsas are vine-ripened tomatoes. Our quesos have the creamiest cheese. I mean, you can't ask for anything more. All you have to do is go to the store, bring them home, open them up, put them on your counter, and you are ready to rock and roll, my friend. It's amazing.
Well, that leads me to the question, because I've been really disappointed with specific store-bought so-called guacamoles in the past. So, like, when I had my store, we actually had a local company that did a lot of fresh cut make our guacamole for us from real avocados. And it wasn't runny, and, you know, there's a lot of brands out there where they're just kind of, I don't know, they just don't have that depth and that thickness and the texture of guacamole, but yours does.
Yes, and I think that some of those companies that have been around a while, I think just sometimes with production it happens. You know, for us, as we're relatively new to the marketplace, we still take the time. Everything that we have is hand scooped. You know, it's lightly mixed, and we add the seasoning. We vacuum it. We actually use high pressure technology for that little bit longer shelf life. But as we all know, that technology has been around a while, but that allows the avocado to act like real avocado once you open it. It still oxidizes, but we have big chunks, fresh veggies, and it is just like you made it at home. And that's, you know, we're really proud of that, because again, when you're serving it up either for yourself and or your friends and family, you know, sometimes too, if you want to put it in a bowl and act like it's your own, we're okay with that. We don't judge. You know, hey, there's not
you're not watching
much time in a day,
houses.
Right? So hey, scoop it out in a bowl, say you made it, man. I am that's just fine with me.
Tell us, what is high pressure production? What is it that you do?
Well, it's a technology that was discovered by the founder of our company back in the late 1990s, early 2000. And what it is, it's a pasteurization process that uses high water pressure technology. So after we hand scoop, lightly mix, add the ingredients, vacuum pack, and seal our containers, they go through this high pressure process where it's using water pressure. So it goes in for a 2 to 3 minute cycle. And what it is, it's isometric pressure that goes around the product, so it doesn't disrupt anything. However, if there is any type of bacterial item microbial that would have been in that process, it pulverizes it and just disintegrates it. So as it comes out of that that vessel, it is pasteurized, it's clean, it doesn't use heat, it doesn't use additives or preservatives. So it's a very clean way to pasteurize an item for the ultimate food safety as it comes out. And from there, it goes straight into, it's all in a refrigerated area as well. So when it comes out, it's still within a refrigerated section of our facility. Then it gets packaged in the containers, or into the sleeves, or however it gets shipped, and then it comes here to our plant, to our distribution facility in Texas, and then we ship it out across the country.
Wow, that's great. So that high pressure process for food safety, because it's not heated up, it keeps the integrity of the product as natural as possible. I think that's fantastic.
Yes, and it is. And what we also like about it, it's very, very clean, because we can recycle the water that's used. Ah. So we use it within the vessel itself, and then when we need clean water, it goes through a filtration process that then goes out to the fields that are around our facility. So it's very clean, the water's recyclable, and it goes back out into the earth or into the land around ours for the various farming places that are around our distribution, or our, I'm sorry, our manufacturing plant. So it's a wonderful process.
You know, folks, there's a lot that goes into, a lot of food safety that goes into products like this, especially this product here. Sometimes the consumer will think, well, there's a bunch of people with some potato mashers peeling avocados and mashing them and sticking them in these containers. And that's just not the case. You know, food safety is huge, and Fresh Innovations is really big on it. So we're happy to hear that.
Oh, very. Yeah, very much so. Our scoopers, again, because everything is hand scooped. You know, we wash our avocados even before they get into the scoop room.
Sure, that makes sense.
And as you go into the processing room, I mean, everybody is covered head to toe. The only thing that you can see is somebody's eyes. So you have on boots, you have on gloves, you have on full body
hair nets, you know, beard
kind of look
nets,
like little Michelin man. I mean, everything, you're completely covered, not even nets. I mean, you have on like a big hooded hat.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Outfit. I mean, no, we don't even go that far. I mean we do, we go the extra mile.
You'll
really
go beyond
for all of our scoopers. Yes. Oh yes, very, very much so. So we take it very, very seriously, because we want to make sure that the product that gets to the consumer has the best flavor, the best texture, and is absolutely safe as we can possibly make it.
And Tara, what varieties of avocados do you use in the guacamole? Is it all Haas or?
It's all Haas.
Okay.
Yes, it's all Haas.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep, the best avocado you can use. It's all Haas for that.
Okay, great. All right, we're going to take a quick break, hear from our wonderful sponsors. We're gonna find out, what is it? Patrick Kelly. Patrick, what is it that you like to do in the morning?
In the morning, I always pour a cup of coffee and grab a banana. Before Equifruit, I never thought twice about how my banana was farmed. And now that I'm a banana badass, I care about fair trade, which ensures fair pay, gender equity, and safe working conditions. This is why Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
I love grapes.
Whoa, what's this?
Dude, that's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, Sunraize. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package packed so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunray's grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact.
Everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's a buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
We're back, fresh from the field Fridays. Hey folks, Bell Harvest is Michigan's premier apple distributor. And some of the finest apple varieties come out of Michigan through Bell Harvest. Red Delicious and Gala and Golden Delicious, Honey Crisp, Evercrisp, Sweet Tango, Smitten. Did you ever get smitten with a smitten? Jonagold, Pink Ladies and Fuji's, and so much more. So check it out, folks. Without a doubt, Bell Harvest, Michigan's finest apples. All right, folks, we're back with Tierra.
Tierra, I will take that. I, you know, if you have one, I will wear it.
We're back with Tara Murray from Yo Quiero Fresh Innovations. Folks, salsas, bean dips, guacamole like you wouldn't believe. And Tara, I'm looking on your website, and I see your food service offerings as well. There's some of these big food service distributors. Man, if you haven't jumped on this, then I don't know what you're selling to your customers, but this is something that would go great for, you know. Look, we know that labor is tough right now, especially in the kitchen, keeping labor in the kitchen, so these products would really help you out with that situation as well. Hospitals, assisted living facilities. I mean, there's so many different places that can benefit from these items.
No, you're absolutely right. And the thing too about our product, because we high pressure these bags as well, because we offer 2 pound bags, 4 pound bags, all the way up to 10 pound as needed. And they are hand scooped, put in these bags, vacuum sealed, and put through high pressure. So again, it's the ultimate in food safety. And these bags are available and they can be frozen.
Oh, that's great.
So say for example, right. So say for example, we have our six count 4 pound case. Right. So as a restaurant or a provider, you bring this into your restaurant. It sits beautifully on a shelf because these bags lay flat. You don't have these cases of avocado. And again, the shrink from real avocados compared to what you get from our packaged avocado and guacamole products is phenomenal, because you have to think, just as you go into a grocery store and try to find the perfect avocado, you know that that case that you get from your supplier, all the avocados aren't going to be perfect when you need them. So with our product, you open up a 2 pound bag or 4 pound bag, whatever it is you want to use, and you have it pretty much for the day, for the morning. And with our avocado and some of these food service restaurants or whoever, they can add their own thing to it. So say they are looking to make an avocado toast or something like that, add in your own egg or add in your own breakfast item and have it for a toast. Or in a restaurant, we have, you know, our basic guacamole that you then can add in your whatever your specialty would be, whether it's Mediterranean, if you then want to add a Mediterranean flair to your avocado or guacamole, or add in a little bit more tomato, jalapeno, things like that. So you can make it your own, or you can just open it up and have it like we give it to you. So, but it allows for so much flexibility at store level. And like you mentioned, no labor, really, you just cut open a bag. And honestly, the safety of, you know, the people in the back of the house. You know, I've worked in the back of the house with a knife and an avocado, yes. You know, because you have to use a really sharp knife. And so spending the time to cut the avocado, remove the pit, then scoop it out, then you have to think of the shrink in the avocado skin to where stuff could have been left behind. And again, with our product, you open the bag, you put it into some type of container there on your line, and you have it. That's it. You don't have to do anything else. So you think about the labor and the safety and the shrink with real avocados versus what you get with ours. To me, it's, again, especially in this day and age with inflation and labor issues, man, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it is. And there's a lot of shortages on labor in the kitchen these days.
And if you think about it, Dan, you know, as we're talking about food service and the products that we offer, from a food service perspective, just like in retail, we are the dip destination for that as well. We have 2-pound bags of avocado, guacamole, salsa, queso, bean dip, and as you mentioned, you know, a cream cheese dip. So we are that one phone call for food service operators to handle a multitude of dips for them, so they don't have to have that labor and don't have to do that in the back of the house.
DD, and dip same, destination.
Yeah.
I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And again, same with retailers and grocery, and same with the consumer. So it fits all three of those levels. You know, our consumer has one place to go. Our retailers have one place to call. Food service, one place to call. One rep, one person coming in their back door with a multitude of items that make their life so easy, and they're insanely delicious.
That's right, folks. Don't stall. Give us a call.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly. I love that.
Fantastic. Tara Murray, Yo Quiero, Fresh Innovations. And folks, you can get this stuff now in the stores for your big game weekend. And don't forget to check it out. It's all in one location in the stores. It's either in the produce department or in the deli department. Is that correct? Or
that
an end cap?
That is absolutely correct. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. We're in produce and deli.
In supermarkets across the country. So, you know, wherever you shop, you should be able to find these items. Tara, thank you so much for joining us today here on Fresh from the Field Fridays.
Awesome, Dan. Thank you so much for having me, and everybody have a blast on Sunday for that big game.
I hope your team takes it all the way to the big, I don't even know what Super Bowl this is. What number are we at?
Gosh, 53.
Holy smoke, time flies.
58, 53?
My
Something
goodness.
In the 50s.
Okay,
I don't know. Don't make me read Roman numerals, Dan. I don't know.
All right, folks. Be sure to tune in to the Produce Industry Podcast every Monday with Patrick Kelly, as well as the Produce Industry Show on YouTube and the Produce Industry app. You gotta have that. Download that now on your smartphone, your smartwatch, or your tablet, or wherever else you can download apps to. And be sure to check out the History of Produce series with John Papp, the Global Fresh series with Juanita Gallio, and of course, all my YouTube and Rumble channels called Dan the Produce Man. And all my social media can be found at dantheproduceman.com. Oh, real quick, Tara, before we go, social media for Yo Quiero.
You can find us at Facebook at Yo Quiero Brands. Same with Instagram and X. Still have trouble with X. I always want to say Twitter. Please go find us. You can also go to YoQuieroBrands.com.
All right, folks. Until next week, this is Dan the Produce Man reminding you that it's always best when you get it. Yo Quiero Fresh.